The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio.
This is Victor Miller of Beach Business Speaks, where I am vocal for local business. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m., then at your leisure on podcast, to get in the know of what Wasaga Beach has to offer. This is not your average talk show, and that I still apologize. Only on Beach Booster Radio, your truly local radio. We're back! Sandra Smart is back in the booth.
Hey, Vic.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Look, I know we had so much to talk about the last time you were in that I told you I had to bring you back in. So here we go, folks. We're just going to continue on from where we left off last, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, so this is Sandra Smart. She's a personal development coach, and she can be located at 705-606-2712. I'll repeat that later, folks. And you can reach her at sandrasmart.com. She's the talent switch, coaching and consulting. Her qualifications are humongous. Repeat them again.
I have an MBA. I'm a certified professional coach. I have a certification in applied positive psychology, and I continue to learn. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Right on. Okay. Now, what you do is you coach with the youth, and you also do some business groups.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
You teach people to be more effective in their job searches.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
So it goes back, as we were saying in the last show,
yeah.
It goes back to understanding who you are, what your strengths, what your natural skills are. So when you're looking for a job, when you're thinking of a career, when you're thinking of next steps after high school, in the case of young people, think about how that matches with what your strengths are. So for example, if you're somebody who is hugely creative and somebody said, why don't you be an accountant, which is a fine job, there's no doubt about it, but it's suited to a certain type of people.
Right.
Not to say that you couldn't do it, because I fundamentally believe anybody can do anything,
mm-hmm.
but would you be really happy doing that? So talking with a young person, talking with an adult, in fact, and really exploring what it is that they want to do, and asking the right questions and having suggestions and broadening the mind in terms of things that they could possibly do. And there is such a vast array of different things happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And also recognizing that we don't know what's coming up in the next couple of years. So it's know who you are. You can be prepared to do anything, but really follow your passion and what things that you love to do.
Okay, thanks for that. You also offer opportunities to adapt to a world in a constant state of change. Why is this important?
Well, I think the only constant we have in our lives these days is change, and it's very unsettling for people. A lot of people are resistant to change. A lot of people don't like change at all. I'm really good with it myself. But if you understand who you are, again, going back to what your strengths are, what your talents are, what value you can add, then, you know, making sure that you're super focused on those, anything that comes down the pike, you'll be able to adapt to that. So, and having different experiences moving forward as well, you know, so you can, you know, if, I'm just trying to think of an example, Vic. So mm-hmm. something technology based, let's look at doctors, for example, where things are changing in the sense that people in remote areas may have to do a lot more of their self-medical stuff.
Yeah.
In consultation with a doctor over video.
Mm-hmm.
So that changes the whole dynamic. So maybe you mightn't have wanted to be a doctor right now, but thinking about how you can coach people abroad or far away takes different skills as well. So maybe that would be a little bit more appealing. Or something technology-based relative to that sort of scenario. I don't want to be a doctor, but the technology around that sounds really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being open to things that are coming down as well.
You also teach people to the continual increase in the number of entrepreneurial businesses,
mm-hmm.
The best way to be prepared. Explain all that.
Again, and it I am repeating myself.
Yeah.
It all goes back to who am I? And what can I do? So again, you know, in our last show, we were talking about being able to understand how other people operate. So if you do go down the entrepreneur route, mm-hmm. Which a lot of people are.
I have done this myself as well.
Yeah. But recognizing that you don't have to do everything. So understanding, again, your strengths. So I'm going to be really good at doing all the creative stuff for my business. But I recognize that I need to have somebody to do my finances, mm-hmm. somebody to make sure that there's customer service being delivered. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tap into the people who've got those really great skills to make sure that my team is as effective as it can be.
Right.
So again, you know, understanding yourself and where you're limited and where you're fantastic. Really
gotcha.
Hugely important.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I completely understand that because I was in business for 40 years. Mm-hmm. When I started out, nobody was teaching me this. I just created what I was already doing as a job and took it further. And the accounting factor was just a major headache. And like you said, you got to learn to not do it all yourself. Mm-hmm. Because when you do, you go through burnout. There's no question about that. And that's good that you're teaching people this, because people go into business, they have no idea. They really don't. Mm-hmm. And you've got to delegate.
Yeah.
That's the big word, delegate. Get the right staff, train the right staff, but delegate.
Yeah.
And have trust.
Yeah. And partnering and collaborating.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's huge. And, you know, knowing what your leadership style is, your communication style, all of that sort of thing. In the report you get when we have the discussion about your profile test, we do discuss the other profiles and how other people operate. So that gives you that appreciation as well. It's like, okay, I know if I'm going to work with a finance person, they're probably going to be quite introspective. So I'm going to have to ask a lot of questions because they may not be as forthcoming as I need them to be.
Right.
So
right.
It's understanding how other people operate in addition to their strengths, but how am I best going to communicate with that person?
Right.
How am I best going to lead with that person?
Exactly. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Completely. Okay, tell everybody exactly what you offer.
Well, there's a variety of things.
Yeah, I know. That's what my
unsurprising.
Yeah.
it all starts with the profile test and the debrief. So I would sit down with a client after they've done their profile test online, which takes no more than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then we review the report. So highlighting their strengths, their challenges, their communication, leadership styles, all sorts of different information in that. So that's the starting point. We can then enter into a coaching relationship, which could be an ongoing relationship. It could be a weekly thing, or it could be I would like 5 coaching sessions with you, or 10 or 12 in consultation with parents. That will be determined at the time. But I also run workshops in a lot of the stuff I coach on. So things, for example, like mindset, communication, gratitude, all that sort of stuff, setting goals, a combination of things, which will benefit young people and adults alike. So it could be a family affair, if for example, like families coming in and then enjoying the same sort of learning opportunity. Mm-hmm. But with all of that, I'm combining them into a 1-day boot camp as well. So there would be 4 or 5 different sessions in a 1-day event, if you will, mm-hmm. where they learn each of those different things.
Fantastic. Give us an idea of some pricing.
The one pricing I will tell you about is for the initial intake, and that's $299 plus tax.
Oh, that's reasonable. Okay, I got a business. I'm thinking of bringing you in to talk to my group. Mm-hmm. How do you approach this?
Interesting question, because
I thought so.
I did this with a company in the UK, as a matter of fact. So I got all of the team to do their profiles, so I can see how the team members are composed. I can run a team report, so it will illustrate where it's skewed to, if you will. Is it balanced? Is it more on one side of the square versus the other? And by the square, I mean it's a profile square where all the profiles are around it. Mm-hmm. So is it a more introspective team? Is it a more outward team? And then looking at what the organization wants to achieve, or that team wants to achieve, and then making sure they've got the right composition. If they don't, how can that happen? How mm-hmm. can they actually extract more value out of their team? Their team recognizes more about themselves. how there are other...
And each other.
And each other. More importantly, each other. We had such a giggle on the phone with the team I was working with. And so through that, it's like, you know, they better understand now how they communicate. And then also understanding that they want to grow their business, but they don't have a person there with that particular skill set. So what can they do as a group to make sure they can move their business forward? Hire someone in, contract someone in, but also a couple of them have some skills so they can maximize those in the short term, but know that they have to recruit someone to make it a long-term achievement.
You know, there's so many businesses out there, and I do speak to a lot of businesses. I have for the last 2.5 to 3 years now. There's a lot of businesses in town that could definitely use you.
Yeah, I, you know, thank you for that,
Becky. Could.
And I believe that too. And I think if businesses think, well, I'm a small business, it, you know, it wouldn't really apply to me. I think it applies even
more.
No, they're
wrong.
Even more.
Yeah.
You know, making sure that you do, you have the right people, that you're recruiting the right people.
Yeah.
And if you love your team, how can you make them flourish even more?
That's right.
You know, so there's so many benefits to doing
that.
They
bring more people into your business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally hear you. Well, here we are again. We've run out of time.
Oh my gosh, again.
Can you believe it?
It goes by so fast.
I know. I got to tell you, it's really been a pleasure and an honor having you back in.
Thanks, Vic.
I did not know Sandra before this interviews, but we conversed back and forth on Facebook. And I got the hang of what you do. And I went, oh, I've got to bring you in. We've got to talk. People out there needed to hear what you do.
Great, I appreciate
okay?
that.
And I really hope they step up and jump on board and the youth center gets in touch with you. They could certainly use you.
Yes.
You'd be a very valuable asset.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll be reaching out with them as well.
And maybe even town hall. Only kidding. Okay, again, this is Victor Miller. Speak it again with Sandra Smart, your personal development coach. She's the talent switch. Consulting, workshops, group coaching. She does it all, guys. Give her a call at 705-606-2712. Website again, Sandra?
SandraSmart.com. And you can also email me, SandraSmart@live.ca.
And they can reach you where else?
Oh, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest.
Okay. Sandra, thank you again.
Thank you, Vic.
Okay, folks, we're going to cut into a break and we'll be right back with my next guest.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Mississauga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Mississauga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Mississauga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
This is Victor Miller. Joining me today is Sandra Trentini. Welcome, Sandra.
Thanks, Vic, for having me.
Sandra, it's really good to have you back in the studio, and you're in here on a different pretense.
Yes, I am.
I love this. I'm just loving it. Sandra Trentini and her husband, John, are from My Computer People, and they have now condensed it to a new company. They are the sole owners and proprietors of My Computer Store, same location. 291 Main Street, Unit Number 1. Phone number is 705-352-1088. Their office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday from 9:30 to 1:30.
Correct?
Okay. Sandra, tell everybody what services you offer at My Computer Store now.
We offer a variety of different services. We have sales, which includes new and refurbished computers. We also have computer accessories, examples, hard drives, cables, laptop bags, and many more. Most stuff is in stock. If we don't have it in stock, we can usually bring it in within a day.
Oh, okay.
We also do a large variety of services, including fixing and tuning up computers to replacing broken laptop screens or keyboards. Mm-hmm. And again, there's a lot more that goes to that area as well, such as rebuilds and things like that. We also have a large variety of ink and toner products. They are remanufactured, 100% guaranteed. And they are comparable or exceed OEM brands. We also, like I said, have a large variety of those in stock, and what we don't have, we can get next
day. Those would be real money savers, wouldn't they?
Yeah, very competitive pricing.
That's fantastic.
And then we also do different things like teaching and...
Yeah, you're teaching seniors how to adapt to computers, aren't you?
Yeah, we teach them basic computer knowledge that they don't necessarily have because they haven't used one in a while or haven't used one ever.
Yeah.
A lot of them will come in and they'll get emails sent to them from family that have pictures in them, and they want to know how to save those pictures. Mm-hmm. Or they want to know how to send an email to their friend with their grandchild to be able to attach that picture.
Exactly. Very important for them.
Exactly. We take care of them and make sure that they're comfortable doing what they're doing. And everything is one-on-one. So nobody has to be rushed or feel like they're asking a stupid question, which there is no stupid question.
Even like just teaching them how to email so they don't even have to, they can save money on long-distance calls.
Right. We let them know about Skype. I mean, Skype is a fantastic product to use to be able to keep up with your family.
My aunt does that from Florida all winter. She uses Skype that way.
It's very, very useful. Saves on long distance phone calls.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, that's a big special thing happening in your shop that seniors could really adapt to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and in their own time too, right?
Exactly. It's very impromptu. We don't have set times or hours. I suggest people call me the morning of the day they want to take a lesson, and as long as I'm not dealing with one of my corporate clients, we pick a time and we sit and do what we need to do.
And that's done one-on-one, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So it's comfortable.
Very comfortable, very at their own leisurely pace. I don't rush anybody. I let them take their time to make sure they understand what's going on. And the most important thing is, too, is for them to go home and practice anything that we've covered. Because if you don't practice it within 24 hours, chances are you won't retain it.
Right on. I bought my new refurbished laptop from you.
Yes.
My big desktop screwed up. And I got to tell you, For someone that's never had a laptop before, because I was hesitant.
Right.
You remember that. I went, laptop, I don't know if I can use that. What I loved was that you could adapt something to my computer where I could still use the mouse. And I didn't know that could be done.
Right,
that's because laptops, I find they're too finicky to do that mousing.
The touchpads are a lot to get used to, and most people can't be bothered and they just attach a mouse. I also have some customers that don't necessarily like the keyboard on the laptop, and some of them will actually attach their own keyboard to it, too.
See, I didn't realize about the keyboard.
Yeah.
But see, I've adapted now to the keyboard on the laptop.
Right.
What I love about doing the laptop now, because I never had one before, and I can take the mouse with me, I'm in and out quicker, and I can do it anywhere.
Exactly.
I loved working on my computer outside, having my morning coffee. Something I never had before.
Yeah, it's always nice when you change your scenery.
So people need to realize they can adapt from one type of computer to another, and they can go into your shop and check it out and play a little and understand, hey, it's not hard.
Right.
I mean, I realize that now. I love it. I love my laptop.
Yeah, and I mean, we encourage people to look at the laptop and test it out and make sure that it's something that's going to fit them, because you don't want to buy something that you're not going to be happy with in the long run.
I'm glad you brought me up to the 21st century.
No problem.
Okay. Like we said, you do one-on-one training for the seniors, and roughly what kind of cost or what hours would be involved?
It depends on the individual and how much they want to know. Okay. It also depends on how quickly they adapt to it. Mm-hmm. We offer either hour sessions or 3 hours at a discounted price, and they just pick and choose what works best for them.
All right. Do you do Wi-Fi? Any Wi-Fi?
We currently aren't doing any type of internet at this point.
Okay.
It's something I would like to look into for the future, but right. not right now.
I just figured people would like to know. So down the road, maybe people. All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
I can't stress how important it is to make sure that your data is backed up. It's something that I continuously see, and I'll, as long as I'm doing this type of work, I will never stop telling people to back up their stuff. You never know when a hard drive is going to die, and the last thing you want to do is lose your data. We have many different types of sticks or external hard drives in a variety of sizes, depending on your requirements. And we can even show you how to back up your data if you're unsure how to do it, because it is the most important thing I think you should be doing with your computer.
Like you were telling me, there's a computer you're working on right now. Everything was gone.
Well, I can't access the hard drive. It just doesn't show up. I mean, it's dead to the point where I can't get into it. I mean, these people could end up going to a data recovery specialist to try and get their data back.
That's expensive.
But you're looking at a minimum of $1,500, and you pay whether they get your stuff or not.
Right on. I understand you're also got something new coming up at the end of March.
Yes, at the end of March, we're doing a business after 5. So we'll be opening up our doors to the local businesses and just letting people know that we are, in fact, changing our name. We're still the same great place with the same great friendly service, but we're going to have a new name.
Okay, this is great.
Yes, it's a meeting that takes place once a month. It's the last, I believe it's the last Thursday of every month. And it's put on with the chamber, the Wasaga Beach Chamber of Commerce. And it's just a way for people to get out there and see what their local businesses have to offer.
Do they have to call you or the chamber?
No, they just show up.
They just show up?
Just show up.
No phone call needed?
No phone call needed.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Just a quick, before we go, roughly costs on those refurbished laptops?
Right now we only have one model in stock. It's $370 plus tax, but they range usually in between, I would say $360 to $400, depending on the laptop and what kind of bells and whistles come with it.
Right.
Right now we're offering 2 new laptops. One's a Dell and the other one's a Lenovo at very
competitive. Lenovo is one I got from you.
Exactly.
I love it.
At very competitive pricing. I've always had really good luck with both of those 2 computers as far as being durable and lasting for a lengthy period of time.
Excellent. You did such a great job in there, okay?
Thank you.
And I'm one of your customers. I know. I can give you kudos, okay?
I appreciate
Guaranteed.
That.
Guaranteed. Okay, again, ladies and gentlemen, this was Sandra Trantini. She's still the owner, which was My Computer People, and is now the owner with her husband, John, of My Computer Store. Located at the same location, 291 Main Street, Unit Number 1. Phone number 705-352-1088. The office hours are Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9:30 to 1:30. Same great, friendly, knowledgeable service, folks. So drop in and say hi to Sandra and her husband, John, and let's support the locals, okay? That's a wrap.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.